Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to our worship on this lovely sunny Sunday morning. If you're feeling a little bit cooler than you'd like to be, think of me, I haven't got a coat on. No, it's because the thermostat has been fiddled with a little, but we managed to turn it up, but it hasn't been up long enough for us to feel the heat. But remember our brothers and sisters in Ukraine, for whom it is a great deal colder this morning. So we haven't much, have we, to complain about. Can I just share a notice that each night, Monday through to Thursday evening at 7 o'clock, there'll be a chance on Zoom to join together to pray for the situation in Ukraine. Now, that is a drop-in situation. It's from 7 to about 20 to 8. And if you feel you want to just go into my Zoom details and join our meeting for half an hour or a little more, then it's open to anybody that wants to join me on Monday to Thursday at 7 o'clock on Zoom. And together we will pray for the people in Ukraine. If you feel you want to come but you don't feel you're able to pray, come still, so that together we can feel a fellowship and our concern for those that are in Ukraine. Now, I know Andrew and the other deacons will be thinking, hang on a minute, we have a deacons meeting on Thursday evening. But that will be at 7:30 on Thursday evening. It'll be here. And I'll take the Zoom meeting from here. So that meeting on Thursday will be 30 minutes, and our deacons meeting will be at 7:30. Any questions? Okay. Well, I want to share a text with you. I went to bed last night feeling I would preach a particular message and woke up this morning and it was clear that I was not to. So I'm bringing another message to you, and it's on these verses. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. So, Father God, as we gather together this morning to worship you, we feel an identity with our friends, our brothers and sisters in Ukraine that are this morning gathering who knows where, but to worship you with heavy heart. And we identify with them, Lord, in spirit and in truth and in the body of Christ, and pray your great blessing upon them wherever they are. May they know you. May they be consciously aware of your near presence to each of them and to ourselves, as we bring our worship in the name and for the glory of our Savior, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Behold the Lord upon his throne, his face is shining like the sun, with eyes blazing fire and feet glowing bronze, his voice like mighty water roars.
Oh,
feet. He is the Lord, and He reigns on high. He is the Lord. Spoke into the darkness, created the light. He is the Lord. Who is like unto Him, never ending in days. He is the Lord. And He comes about when we call on His name. He is the Lord. Show Your power, O Lord our God. Show Your power, O Lord our God. Our God. Gospel, O Lord, is the hope for our nation. You are the Lord. It's the power of God for our salvation. You are the Lord. We ask not for riches, but look to the cross. You are the Lord. And for our inheritance, give us the love. You are the Lord. Send Your power, O Lord our God. Send Your power, O Lord our God. Show Your power, O Lord our God. Show Your power, O Lord our God. Our God.
Rinses Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There's no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou dearest not the compassions, they fail not, as Thou hast been. Forever will be. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. I could not love Thee so blind and unfeeling. Come, Thy promises fell not to me. Deserving, I found my treasure, my pleasure in Thee. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new
Lord, unto me. I have no merit to woo or delight thee. I have no wisdom or path to employ. Yet in thy mercy, pleasing thou findest me. This is thou art my joy. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have to thy hands have provided. Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thine dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for bright hope for tomorrow. Blessed and all with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have need that thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, unto me.
Why, the old ones are the best, aren't they? Hey? Right, I'm going to read that text again that I read at the beginning, and then we are going to pull Charlotte up just to introduce and lead us in our opening prayers. So Psalm 46, verses 1 to 3. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surge. So turn to those words just a little later. Charlotte.
This is a time for our intercessory prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you that you're with us, listening to our praise and prayers. Thank you that we can worship freely and in safety. Thank you that you answer our prayers, for which we are truly grateful. Thank you for the onset of spring with its promise of rebirth and growth. Thank you for our leaders. Bless and protect them, those in charge of our country, our local government, and our fellowship. Keep our deacons, Kieran, and those involved in the running of the church true in faith. Give them strength and keep them in your love. Heavenly Father, we also pray for those in Ukraine and those in Russia. All are suffering. Everyone wants this war. They all need protection. Please give it to them. In Jesus' name, amen.
We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows. fastened to the rock, which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. We have an anchor that keepeth all, that fast ashore while the billows roll. But then to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. Will your anchor hold in the storms of life, when the clouds unfold their wings of strife, when the strong tide lift and the cable strain? Will your anchor drift or firm remain? We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. But then to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. To the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's
before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea, a great high priest whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hand, my name is written on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me thence depart. No tongue can bid me thence depart. When Satan tempts me to despair, and tells me of the guilt within, upward I look and see him there, who made an end of all my sin. Because a sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the justice that is by, do look on him and pardon me. Do look on him and pardon me. Before him there the risen Lamb, my perfect spotless righteousness, the great unchangeable I am, the King of glory and of grace. One with him self I cannot die. My soul is purchased by his blood. My life is hid with Christ on high, with Christ my Savior and my God. With Christ my Savior and my God. One with himself I cannot die. My soul is purchased by his blood. My life is hid with Christ on high, with Christ my Savior and my God, with Christ my Savior and my God.
God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. From time to time, horrific things happen that stop us in our tracks and make us think. It may be some tragedy close to home, a major challenge in our personal lives, or it may be indeed in the physical world, like an earthquake or a tsunami or an atrocious terrorist attack or a pandemic or even a war. We are just emerging from the worst worldwide health crisis for the last 100 years with coronavirus. Yet who would have thought, even before all the safety measures to cope were behind us, that we'd end up with war in Europe, the kind of war we're seeing on our television screens and hearing about on our radios, or war in Ukraine? Who would have thought? These few verses that open Psalm 46 speak to such calamity. The fear the psalmist speaks of is in response to the earth giving way, to mountains falling into the sea, to waters roaring and foaming, and to mountains quaking and surging. Now, what is the psalmist really talking about? He could be describing physical calamity. Earthquakes happen, causing landslides and rock falls. Volcanoes erupt, causing waters to roar and foam. And tsunamis happen, as we well know, and the sea rages and it pounds our coasts and literally causes the earth to give way, under some people at least. And the people of the psalmist's day, they knew these things. It may, of course, be that the writer is being figurative and speaking of things much nearer home for him and the people he's writing to. Later in the psalm, in verse 6, he draws attention to nations in uproar and kingdoms failing and falling. And he calls these desolation. But even if these natural and political disasters are in the psalmist's head or not, he may also have in mind the very human and emotional impact of it all. When we are going through times and catastrophes such as these, and such as the one we're confronted with daily on our television screens, it can feel like the earth is giving way under us. Who of us has not known what that feels like? When everything we once took as stable and immovable seems finally to be giving way under us. It seems to me friends in Ukraine are experiencing practically everything that the psalmist may have in mind, whether he's speaking literally or figuratively. When they hear the sounds of bombs falling and wake to leave their underground refuges and see the desolation all around them that bombardment has brought, and hear of the loss of life that it has led to, they must feel the earth is literally giving way under them. Surely. What's happening to our world? They must be asking themselves. Certainly we have begun to ask questions like that. So again, horrific things happen. And they stop us in our tracks. And they make us think. And the psalmist illustrates this here in this psalm. But he does a lot more than just provide words for the upheaval that some are facing and we are watching. He gives the people something else to think about. He says, in all this upheaval and uproar and unsettledness and threat, when it feels the world is falling apart, he says, think on this. God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in time of trouble. And he says, so therefore, we will not fear. We will not fear. You know, it's easy to be fearful when things aren't going well or when we are faced with conflict and challenges in our own lives. In the midst of our struggles, however, God asks his people and asks us, asks me, he's saying, wake up and recognize who is on your side. He is our refuge and our strength, our ever-present help, to borrow from Paul, in time of trouble. Sometimes really big things go wrong. And I'm looking at faces of lives I know have had really big things go wrong. And when they happen, our only hope lies in someone bigger than the problem coming to the rescue. Think about it. That's where our only hope lies. In someone bigger than the problem coming to the rescue. And when the creation itself seems to be falling apart, then who else but the Creator himself can put it right? God is bigger than every problem. God is bigger and stronger than all the world's worst tyrants. He is able to topple them and to transform the destruction and the havoc that they have caused. Even the situations that leave us paralyzed and speechless, because they seem so beyond our power, not only to put right, but even to understand, even to talk about. Even in such situations, he is our refuge and our strength and our ever-present help in time of trouble. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, in preparing this message, I came across an account of some men setting off to go to war. And everyone around them was speechless because it was too big to respond to with words. It was all too much, and words were inadequate. Let me just read it to you. In May 1995, on the 50th anniversary of VE Day, marking the end of the Second World War in Europe, the television cameras took viewers to the Outer Hebrides of Scotland, to Stornoway on the Isle of Lewis. Now, percentage-wise, more men lost their lives in that war from those islands than from any other part of the United Kingdom. And an old newspaper reporter was interviewed, and he spoke of how he saw the men back then leave on the ferry, no one knowing exactly what they would experience or whether they would even return. And he says it was such an emotional time. It was only broken when a church precentor struck up in song the metrical version of Psalm 46, and the whole crowd joined in. Hallelujah for those great old Church of Scotland worthies that knew Psalm 46 in the metrical version. But isn't that wonderful? And the old reporter commented that it was one of the most moving scenes he had ever witnessed. And many of the people who sang knew the reality of the God that they were singing about due to the very powerful experiences of, guess what? The Holy Spirit, who they witnessed in the revival of 1934-39. Hallelujah. This is why religion alone will never do. We need the Lord for it all to make sense. Spirit must give birth to spirit, or it becomes dry and cold, formal, useless, and will let us down in the day of trouble. Sometimes things are happening and we feel paralyzed by the event. But the psalmist is saying, don't be. God is our refuge and our strength, our ever-present help in time of trouble. And that's so true, the psalmist seems to me to be saying, that we can even sing about it. Now, why do I know that? Because Psalm 46 is a song. We can sing about it. You know, Martin Luther, when the pressures of his turbulent life were almost too much to bear, he turned again and again to this psalm. And its words made him want to sing. Now, how do I know that? I know it because in a letter to his friend, Philip Melanchthon, he says, come, let us sing the 46th psalm and let the devil do his worst. That's not foolishness. That's faith. And of course, these words of Psalm 46 inspired Luther to write maybe his best known hymn. Safe stronghold is our God. Now, can I turn to ourselves? And I'm nearly done. Bear with me. These verses, along with others in the Psalms, will be dear to many Christians enduring conflict in Ukraine. It's a 70% Christian country. However we understand that, when it bears down to personal faith, 70% claim to be Christians. And they will know this psalm. Apparently Psalm 33 is very dear to them at the moment, and Psalm 31. But we can take these words up of Psalm 46 in our prayer. And we can ask the Lord to be every Ukrainian's refuge and strength, every Ukrainian's ever-present help in time of trouble. We can do that. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not suggesting all we should do is pray. There are lots of practical responses that can and should be made to the situation, materially and practically and financially. But let me state something really clearly so there's no confusion. While prayer is not all we can do, It is the best thing we can do. It will always be the best thing we can do. And why is that? Because God listens to his people. He's listening to us. He's listening to the inaudible prayers of our hearts, as well as the verbal and audible prayers that we bring to him. He listens to his people, and he's listening to them around the world for Ukraine. And he's listening to those in Ukraine that are petitioning their God for their situation and circumstance. They're not only looking to human resources to help them in their plight. They're looking to God. They're looking to God. And prayer will always be the best thing we can do. And why is that? Because, as I've said, God listens, but he can do exceeding abundantly more than we ever can. No matter how tough and bruised emotionally we are when we see what's happening on our televisions. But secondly, these opening words of Psalm 46, they address our lives too. We don't have to be living in Ukraine for these words to be addressed to ourselves. We too are occasionally confronted with situations that seem beyond our power and our capacity to cope. And so in light of this, these verses could be read in the following way. This is how I take them, read and addressed to me by the psalmist, but by the Spirit who inspired him to write what he wrote. This is what he's saying, maybe to you as you sit here this morning. He's saying, stop striving, stop fighting, and stop trying to do things on your own. Stop stressing about the battles that lie ahead and trust me. That's what he's saying. Trust me. He's saying, wake up. He's saying, I am the Lord. I am your refuge and strength. You have nothing to fear or worry about when I am with you. I will fight your battles and I will deal with your enemy. That's what this psalm is saying to me. It's saying, get therefore out of my way. This is God speaking to me. Get out of my way. Step back. Open your eyes and acknowledge who I am and what I can do. Let me be God for you. Don't try to do my job for me, but be patient and be still. And let me go to work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So remember Ukraine. And remember God's people there. And remember the population at large. Remember its leader. And remember your own weakness and my own weakness in light of all that can befall us. But most of all, remember God. Remember God. This is what distinguishes us as Christian people. Remember God. He is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in time of trouble. Therefore, we need not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we can come before the Lord's throne. Why can we come before the Lord's throne? Can somebody tell me why we can come before the Lord's throne? Yeah. Jesus has died, but has risen and ascended, and is at the Father's right hand to receive all that will enter the heavenly place in his name. And the Father will hear every word we bring, every concern upon our hearts. He will hear. And he will respond because Jesus is in glory for us. And we can rejoice in it. Hallelujah. And I love it when you say hallelujah. Say it again. Wonderful. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for our faith. We thank you for the faith of Ukrainian Christians. Because of all the people in that land, they know someone much, much stronger than Putin, and much, much, much more powerful than all the earthly resources brought to bear in that situation. They know you. And you can turn the world upside down. You can stop it spinning. You can take people whose sins mean they deserve nothing but hell and death and transform them into people who trust your Son and will know heaven and life. And we therefore pray that you will draw near to that nation and its people, that you will strengthen them and uphold them in what must be crisis beyond human bearing. And you will be for them everything they need. We think of the little children that are being carried about by mums who they know are upset but don't understand why. We think of those that have walked tens of kilometers to reach a safe place, and the children exasperated and upset and maybe hungry. We think of mums and young children who've watched dad disappear from the train at the station as he had to remain back and fight. And we just pray your grace into their lives. And we think too, Lord, because we don't want to be so emotionally caught up that we forget the realities of the situation. Will you give this nation success in its attempts to thwart the evil designs of others? Will you give them wisdom and enablement in every possible way to face the enemy and to overcome? For Lord, we know within our world there are times when evil has to be countered. It has to be dealt with. And we pray your blessing and strength and enabling upon all that are seeking to do that. Lord, give President Putin wisdom. Give him insight. Give him understanding. Awaken his conscience to the cost of this needless war. May he be touched mentally, but also emotionally and psychologically and spiritually. Touch this man. And may the troops, Lord, withdraw. And may peace return. This is our wish and our will. And we come before you with it on behalf of those people, and we bring it in the name of Jesus, Savior, and our Lord. Amen. Amen.
I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thy all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power and thine alone can change the leper's spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin hath left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. And when before the throne I stand in him complete, Jesus died my soul to save, my lips shall still repeat, Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. He washed it white as snow. He washed it white as snow.
Oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raised life up from the dead. Oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raised life up from the dead. Oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raised life up from the dead. Oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raised life up from the dead. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin hath left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow.
Well, everyone, please remember from Monday to Thursday at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes or thereabouts, an opportunity to join in Zoom and pray for brothers and sisters and indeed the people of Ukraine. The deacons' meeting will also be on Thursday, as usual, but at 7:30 in this. And now may the grace, mercy, and peace of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with our brothers and sisters, believing brothers and sisters in Ukraine, and with ourselves today in Jesus. Amen.